Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And so is Scott Smith, by the way. My alter ego tonight, right here on the program. And Scott, as you have pointed out, it's a pretty clear pattern that we have in the world today. It isn't hard to figure out, and yet we have the story of the poor Mr. Douglas Feith from the Pentagon, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
And you're familiar with the story of him.
Help me.
Oh, help you.
I've been watching this story for a couple, three, 4 years now, I mean.
U.S. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Doug Feith, who left the government just about a year and a half ago. He was one of those key men in the Bush administration, the neocons, who tried to push the rationale for war. And, of course, his intelligence activities stemmed from the belief that the CIA was underplaying evidence of a link between Iraq and al-Qaeda. Now, he's one of these neocons, about 25 or 30 of these key players, right in the government of Washington, like parasites taking over the host, who deliberately cooked the books. And the CIA, under George Tenet, as you know, was in a very interesting quagmire, saying yes and no at the same time. Yes, there is evidence. No, there is not evidence. So we have a conspiracy here that has been coming to the fray, as you know, and not a word in the mainstream media about how these guys all work together for the PNAC group, the Project for a New American Century.
Right. Well,
not a word.
Right, you have Feith, and then you have that guy Franklin, right?
What about Larry Franklin, the spy, right there?
That worked for him, that was passing secret, and I mean higher than top secret. They found in Larry Franklin, who was a Jew who worked for a Jew and who worked for another Jew, who now is in charge of the World Bank, right, who's Wolfowitz.
Mm-hmm.
Who had absolutely no financial background, education, nothing. He's in charge of the whole World Bank. So, you know, all the way down the line from Rummy down, you know, these people have all been booted. Rumsfeld's gone.
Yeah.
Rumsfeld.
Yep.
Feith's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin's gone. And, you know, they were passing secrets to the president of AIPAC, and to the lead man for AIPAC's lobbying effort for the Middle East, Weissman, I guess his name was.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, Weissman.
Weissman. Yep. They had to quit, and AIPAC ought to be disbanded and made a foreign lobby. They are not an American lobby. They are not.
No, but they always use the term American Israel. And, of course, we know that America does not exist anywhere in that equation. It's Israel only. That's the problem of the parasites taking over the host. And now China coming to the gigantic dragon status that it is coming to would never have been the case if it were not for traitors in the Roosevelt and Truman administrations that were responsible for betraying China to the communist butchers, Mao Zedong and company.
In every administration since Wilson.
Every single one, same group of people. They change, you know, they do a revolving door. All right, mm-hmm. Feith is out, the other guy is in. This one's out, mm-hmm. that one's in. And all mm-hmm. they do is revolve the door, just change the names, but the people in control remain there just
it's
the same.
It's the invisible government that Harold Rosenthal talked about in Russia. Mm-hmm. Exists in the United States today, and these creeps we have elected are all their puppets.
Okay, we'll be right back. Rick Adams and Scott Smith, put the music down.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
All right. Okay. Hey. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and Scott Smith, Rick Adams, second hour of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. And indeed, that's what we are, radio free. There isn't much freedom left anywhere in the world today, either in the political landscape or in the economic landscape, the academic landscape, as Mike Piper was saying, you know, in the previous hour. And, of course, there is virtually no freedom today in the religious landscape, which is dominated largely by the Darby Schofield School of theology, Scott, and they are poisoning America. They are the poison that has led to this, if you will, this Antichrist system that is emerging across the world today, but particularly here in the United States, the Israel of God. They are emerging victorious because it is necessary for them to come to power in order for Jerusalem to rule the world. And with the help of its minions all over the world, whether it be in the Vatican and whether it be in China and Russia, all of them are little prostitutes for the whore of Babylon. Remember that.
The Catholic Church has been so Talmudized by Jews that it has lost itself totally. It is sad, and it just should be a beacon to the rest of the world about how insidious this disease is that we call the New World Order.
It's and parasitism.
That's right. And we, you and I, believe it or not, in expressing our thought, play into their plan because they need us. Their plan is this, and this comes under, this is in protocol number 10, our goal, world power, okay? When we have accomplished our coup d'etat, we shall say then to the various peoples, everything has gone terribly badly. All have been worn out with suffering. We are destroying the causes of your torment, nationalities, frontiers, differences of coinage. You are at liberty, of course, to pronounce sentence upon us, but can it be possible be a just one if it is confirmed by you before you... What they're basically saying is that, you know, by having us bring all of this out, the average person can't take it and they get into this suffering and we're causing the showdown and people will hide from this showdown and beg these Jewish masters of the New World Order to come save us. Please come save us. You know, we don't want to put up with any of this derision and divisiveness anymore.
Well, without the spiritual sword that you need to cut through the maze, the average Christian's going to just bow down and he's going to worship that system. He's going to give in to the beast.
It's the Hegelian dialectic where they have to bring order out of chaos, and you and I, doing what we do, we're being used by them to create this chaos so that they can bring order to it. So we're actually pawns in their whole scheme, and I hate that.
Well, that's good, because I got news for you. They are pawns in the Lord's scheme.
Amen
and
to
they
that.
They don't even realize they have no control either. Ultimately,
you,
he's
Rick.
In control. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's see what Jim in Texas has to say right now. Hello, Jim. You're on the program with Scott and Rick. Say hello to Scott.
Yeah. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Jim.
About Mr. Rosenthal, I read that several years ago, his interview, and you guys neglected to say that the reason he gave the interview was a paid interview. He received
money
from the guy.
Oh,
yep.
Come on.
And about
now, would someone like him do anything for money?
Yeah, and about three-quarters of the way through the interview, he demanded his money on the spot or he wasn't going to finish the interview.
He wanted more.
And as far as to what happened to Mr. Rosenthal, now, steel yourselves because you're going to be shocked.
All right. Wait a minute. Let me strap my seatbelt on. Hold on.
Okay. He was on an airplane that was a victim of a hijacking, and there was one fatality in that airplane.
It happened to be him.
And it just so happened it was Mr. Rosenthal. Now,
that's right.
It sounds reasonable to me that it's just coincidence.
Well, he just happened to walk the wrong way into a bullet.
One person was shot in the hijacking, and it was Mr. Rosenthal, within a few months after he gave that interview.
I remember.
To me, there's nothing suspicious at all about this.
No. Well, it's like some of the people that were found, one man in the Hillary Clinton list, I should read that again, of people that were in contact with the Clintons for years, and then one man had his head chopped off, and the coroner's report revealed that he died of natural causes.
Yeah, and there was another one who was shot three times in the head with suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's amazing these people can get away. Well, actually, Rosenthal in his interview said that, you know, the reason I'm telling you this, he said, is because there's nothing you can do about it. This is what we've done. This is what we're doing now. And this is what we're going to do. And I don't care, he says, because there is absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Right.
That was his statement in the interview.
You know, he was right, but he was unfortunately wrong because he didn't count on the higher power being the be-all, end-all of the whole scheme. Yes, he will do it for us, my friend.
Absolutely, because, I mean, as far as he was concerned, he was right on the money, except he didn't realize that by opening his big mouth, he was going to make someone a little bit higher than him mad. And
he was signing his own death warrant.
Yeah, well, see, he was so arrogant he didn't realize that. He thought, you know, if I can get away with something my whole life and do exactly what I want to do, and I become so arrogant, I just can't fathom that I can't do anything I want to do.
Hey,
until
Scott,
somebody proves me different.
Hey, Scott and Jim, do you happen to recall in the scriptures and the New Testament when the when Judas went back to the chief priest and he threw the silver at them, and he said, "I have betrayed innocent blood," and they said, "What is that to us?" And then he quote hanged himself. And you know what happened after he hanged himself? Just to make sure, they cut him from his throat down to his genitals, cut him wide open, because dead men don't tell any tales, my friend.
Absolutely,
make sure that he was dead.
Well, and by being you guys started the program with Patrick Henry, and it was a great speech, but Patrick Henry was dealing in the present when he made that speech, what was going on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
right.
a far better, and it wasn't really a speech, it was a statement made by Benjamin Franklin to the Continental Congress, that, gentlemen, if you let these people in 200 years, your descendants will be cursing you in your grave, because they will be toiling in the fields while these people are in the counting houses counting their money. And I don't know who he was talking about for sure, but I suspect it was the Jewish bankers.
He specifically said that. I mean,
absolutely, he said it.
It wasn't, you know, he said, if you let these Jews in here to take over, your children will curse you.
Absolutely.
That's what he said.
Of course, he was talking in an agrarian sense about toiling in the fields, because that's about all they had back then. But in effect, it's the same thing we're doing now. We're all toiling for them.
The thing is, what Franklin knew was that the Jews do not toil. They do not make money. They get money. They take money.
Absolutely.
They create money. They do not earn it. They get it. Get it?
Well, Scott, if I were to put you in charge of booking a meeting room for the United Jewish Coal Miners of America, how large a room would you have to book?
You wouldn't. Sure. We could stick them in an outhouse somewhere.
A broom closet would be better. A broom closet would be more fitting. An interview room left over.
They don't. And you know, they are always paying the piper. They call the tune because they pay the piper.
And you don't mean Mike Piper.
They do it with our money. They coerce us with our own money. How stupid are we?
Shaving the coins is how they started off. Shaving a little off the coins.
Yep.
Jim, you
yep.
have a wealth of knowledge there, and I thank you for your contribution once again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate
good talking to you, Rick.
Amen. All right,
you know,
1-800-313-9443, yes.
The way this really started off with them doing this is that the Christians, the money exchanging portion was, you know, seen to be dirty. Therefore, you know, they allowed the Jewish money changers from the time of Christ when he beat them out of the temple. And this has been going on forever, but they really started making their fortunes through deception, when kings had to pay other kings for wars or support for a war, they'd always have a Jew in the court, and the Jew would come and say, "Hey, you know, you don't have to send your caravan of gold over here. I have my Jewish buddy over here, and you won't have to worry about your money being stolen by me, you know?" So the provocateur thing has always worked for them and continues to.
It certainly seems to
be the
case.
They play both sides constantly and always come out the winner, while white boys kill each other.
Look at the American Marines and the Army, and look at the Air Force. Look at them all dying in Iraq every day. More dumb, stupid Americans, they look at us as, come back in body bags or burial tubes, as George Bush would put it. They come back dying in a situation that benefited only one country, Israel. It didn't benefit Iran. It doesn't benefit Iran, who's next on the hit list. It didn't benefit Syria. It didn't benefit Saudi Arabia. It benefited the Zionist expansionist state of Israel. And that has been said by these neocons boastfully, and they make no pretense to the contrary.
Nope, they don't.
None. So here they are, our children, coming back and it is disgraceful, but it's the price we're paying for being slaves to this satanic system.
And they look at it with glee, Rick. They look at it with glee.
How sad. All right, we'll be back on this Friday night edition of the program. Rick and Scott, stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're back. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, the dynamic duo here tonight. And who is next? Who is next? We've got, I believe, George is next in Illinois. Hello, George. You're on the program.
Thanks for taking my call, Rick.
And surely.
It was great to hear Scott recite Patrick Henry's speech. That was very inspiring.
Yes, yes.
One of the things I wanted to talk about for a second, you had touched on it briefly, it was the Douglas Feith trial.
Yes.
And from the clip I heard on NPR this morning, he was saying that his liberties with, you know, the intelligence he tried to challenge the real intelligence with was not a crime. It was just unethical.
Right. And even in other words, he wasn't planning anything mean or nasty. He meant well.
No, a federal crime is no longer a federal crime anymore. Obstruction of justice isn't obstruction of justice if you're Douglas Feith. I find that amazing.
Yep.
Well, I listened to Levin talk. and he talked about manipulation of intelligence.
This is Carl Levin, right? Senator Levin?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It wasn't manipulation of anything. It was fabrication of intelligence.
Right. That's right.
And but you're not going to hear that it was a fabrication of intelligence. Not one of our elected officials who are actually appointed by the New World Order have the guts to tell the truth, not even who everybody thinks, what, the Secretary of State, the black guy there, Colin Powell.
Yeah.
What a stooge. They're all a bunch of stooges.
But here, and to go one step further, Scott, isn't it interesting that none of them will mention who it was that Feith was working for, and Larry Franklin, and Robert Kagan, and all the rest of the neocons? They're working directly for Netanyahu in Israel. Well, and all of this is left out of the whole media reportage. How convenient, huh?
You know what else is left out of the media reportage?
What?
Is that Mitt Romney, the governor of the state of Massachusetts.
Your esteemed state.
Yeah, what a knucklehead. It's unbelievable. Him and Netanyahu were school buddies at Harvard, I believe.
Yes, they were.
At Harvard Graduate School. And then after they graduated from their how to rip off every person they come in contact with school, they got into business together and had some business dealings together and worked for the same firm. Now, isn't that interesting that Mitt Romney and Benjamin Netanyahu worked for the same firm?
And isn't it interesting that he happens to be presidential timber?
Yeah.
Mr. Romney, that is.
Yeah. You know how I said I was a mosquito and I want blood?
Mm-hmm.
I want blood.
All right.
I want
you have my permission, Scott. How about our caller? We don't want to leave him out. Yes, George.
I agree completely with you, Rick and Scott. Scott, you make a great point. What I see is just an incredible set of examples of just a concentration, a dangerous concentration of powers, which is they're just protecting themselves. In other words, even in the process, the language that's being used and disseminated through the news is there to, like you said, leave information out. If you look at the information, for instance, the source of the intelligence, it was Chalabi's cousin. Mm-hmm. He was a curveball, who was a drug runner and a dealer in drugs and arms.
And he was working for the Israelis, by the way.
He was a complete liar. It was all fabricated. And he was basically a person you really couldn't trust. And they didn't have any other second or third source for that intelligence. It was pretty much taken from him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what when I research it, it all comes down to that. And they believe that person, and they wouldn't believe the real intelligence of very honest intelligence sources inside of our agency.
I wonder why, huh?
Yeah.
All right, George, you hit the nail on the head once again. You got the right
George.
Answers. Thanks for your comments and for joining the show tonight.
Rick,
hanging on, yeah.
How many
yes.
more violations of the nuclear, whatever, non-proliferation act or whatever it is, of which Israel never signed on?
That's right.
How many violations do they have in comparison to Iran?
Well, violations of what now? You mean the resolutions,
of the nuclear,
international law? I stopped counting, Scott. I have stopped counting.
But
they simply, again, based on what Rosenthal said, there's two standards, one for the world and then one for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it comes down to. We can thumb our noses at you. We can thumb our noses at the world. We can thumb our noses at the UN that created us. And you are not going to do a thing about it because you're just kowtowing to us because we had a Holocaust and you did not. And,
well,
of course, there's nothing more racist than to say that.
Right.
They're real racists.
They're the ones that are always promoting this equality, fraternity, brotherhood, you know, all of this stuff.
Yeah, the French Revolution, yeah.
Yeah, equality of the races, except for them, because they're God's chosen people.
That's what
Therefore,
they say.
Therefore, in their implementation of this liberal philosophy of equality, fraternity, and brotherhood, everybody's equal except for them. They are God's chosen people.
There's got to be somebody on top. You got it. All right, Scott Smith, Rick Adams. Be right back with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
All right. We are on. We're back. And I want you to know, Scott Smith and ladies and gentlemen on the line, that speaking of the devil, literally, Mr. Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, reports a slower flow of aliens. The Bush administration, quote, is beginning to turn the tide against illegal immigration, said Michael Chertoff to all of you dumb goyim out there, ladies and gentlemen. Testifying to the House Appropriations Homeland Security Subcommittee, Mr. Chertoff also defended the department's third management or reorganization in its four-year history and said its $35 billion budget, with a B, request for the department's 2008 operations is sound, sensible, and ample. We're stemming the tide. What do you think about that, Scott Smith?
Rick, it's just more of the same. But you know what? It is. It's just more and more of the same old nonsense.
I know.
And I don't know when it's going to stop. the only thing these people understand is what comes out the end of a gun barrel.
Oh.
So I think that's when it's going to stop.
Ouch.
But you know what bothers me?
What?
Is that Chertoff here with this Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
He took the Coast Guard, of which I was an active member of for 4 years.
You were.
And put it under Homeland Security. And I went to the Coast Guard website, and I'm looking, and what do I see except a Coast Guard recruit being put through crowd control exercises where it's necessary for them to get mean and physical and beat their fellow Americans. And they put the Coast Guard in Homeland Security because it wasn't part of the Department of Defense, and the Posse Comitatus doesn't apply as stringently to the Coast Guard as it does to the other services. But it is a military organization nonetheless that is being coerced to go ahead and attack its own people, which really bothers me. And that's one of the biggest things that bothers me. And you know what I noticed, too, is this mm-hmm. thing that happened in Florida. God bless all those people down there who got whacked by the tornadoes going through there. Don't you know FEMA came down
mm-hmm.
and helped them out right away? The government must not want that land.
Well, you know, Scott, they're unfortunately part of the problem. FEMA is, the drill practice for you-know-who, the big mm-hmm. troops that are coming in, and George Bush wants to do away, to protect us, do away with Posse Comitatus and let the military come right in. Pentagon says they got a report, they've got these studies done, and they're ready to introduce the troops, maybe quite a few foreign troops, to help us out when we need it. Such as a natural disaster. So
we're gonna need the yes. United Nations to do this, and I think Rosenthal he had some
yes he did
some something to say about
he
the United
did. He
Nations.
He did. He said something about everything.
Right, he did. Yeah, people should read that.
Absolutely, right on the websites. Okay, let's mm-hmm. go back. We got a lot of calls, so let's go to John in California. Hello, John.
Rick.
Yes.
How you doing, mate?
Sir John. Mate, I'm doing fine.
And how are you there, Scott?
Hey, John, you're an Aussie, no?
No.
No, he's a Brit.
A little further northeast. But anyway, great reading of the Sir Patrick Henry.
Yes.
And if I may just open with something, and I shan't go on as long as I did the other night.
That was an exception. We had to hear that.
Yeah. Okay, first, just open with a little bit of scripture, and then I'd like to point out a couple of informative websites mm-hmm. In terms of studies for, say, like young Christians or maybe even non-Christians who aren't familiar with the history of things. But I'll start with this. This was Titus handing in a rebuke to the believers at the time. But you'll realize the key verse when I get to it. So, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretians, I believe that's a derivative, are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. So he's speaking to the believers there. And here's the key verse, which if more people realized, it would be such a blessing. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and mm-hmm. commandments of men that turn from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate, or void of judgment.
Amen.
It's funny, I was looking at the All Demons League site today, otherwise known as the ADL, and they've got their own police enforcement page up there, keeping an eye on activities of extremists.
Yes.
Of which we, the people, are one of them, and they're having an activity in
that's right.
some state.
We know about that, don't we, Rick?
Yeah, we sure do.
And then the B'nai B'rith, the Sons of the Satanic Covenant, But if I may, if people could Google the timeline of the Rothschild family, they'll find at the top of the page that, and it's a history of them, which right below on the same page, once you get to the Google, there's the money changes, which is also included on the same site. I think both of those would go a long way, also featuring how the ADL started via Leo Frank to stop, try and stop defaming child molesters and everything. I think those would be extremely informative to people.
Yes.
And one more site, which would be www.BibleStudySite.com. And I'd read the Harold Wallace Rosenthal interview some time ago. Mm-hmm. And you were right earlier, Scott, when you'd mentioned that, well, it's hard to refute that because it's a modern version of basically of the protocols, and it's not only written but taped versions, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well, the fact that this is a Christian brother, and God bless you two Rhode Island rocker brothers, I tell you, many blessings to you. On this site, it's run by a Christian brother who's a Chicago policeman, a brother in the Lord who's very biblically sound. He's got 350 pages of study site, but the blessing of his site, as well as the studies, are the fact that he's in law enforcement, and there is a very good thermometer for us to gauge how things are going with his works and his updates in law enforcement and that. And they've already started training. He gives detail as to the military amalgamation into the police force, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. These are law enforcement agents, and they are trained to arrest and jail. That's what they do.
Absolutely. And to have a brother on the inside is a blessing. I mean, there's definitely more than one.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got Jack McGlam.
Absolutely, and I've actually spoken I've spoken with him personally, and and I think another good thing is for people to perhaps get in touch with the aid and abet. By listening to him, they'll find out the address and that. They're based in Idaho. I won't say exactly where.
Okay.
And I'm actually being sent a letter. That they had a meeting about concerning the lists of those considered to be terrorists, right, such as ourselves, Christians, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if more people have that in terms of when they are going about to witness, not only first and foremost for the Lord, but also to warn people, you know, either they will hear or not, or they will see or not. I mean, if they believe, great. If not, we've got to shake the dust off our shoes.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Right.
You can't waste your time. You got to move on.
Excellent, John.
And just
appreciate it, John.
Just to close up here, I'll just say God bless you both in your efforts. And, keep that light shining on the criminals because there's so many that are naive out there because of their lack of knowledge of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and because they're perhaps not even saved at all or know nothing of it.
Right.
They're getting distracted by the globalists and the Satanists.
My
and the
people
Luciferians.
Are destroyed for lack of knowledge, indeed.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, John, we got to move, though.
God bless you and good night.
Thank you. May you have
the same
blessings.
Here's this right here, the Harold Rosenthal interview.
Scott. Mm-hmm.
Control over religion. Here's a quote. Religion, too, must be taught, and through this necessity we have labored. With our control over the textbook industry, the news media, we have been able to hold ourselves up as authorities on religion. Many of our rabbis now hold professorships in supposed Christian theological seminaries.
We are amazed by the Christian stupidity in receiving our teachings and propagating them as our own. And then White goes on, he just puts it in parentheses. This is one of the main reasons for the power and control Jews have attained over the white nations, the adopting of Jewish ways. As Henry Ford stated, the Christian cannot read his Bible except through Jewish spectacles, and therefore he reads it wrong. As a result, Christians don't have God's word on a certain matter. They have the Jews. Judaism is not only the teaching of the synagogue, but also the doctrine of every Christian church in America. Through our propaganda, and this is Rosenthal speaking, through our propaganda, the church has become our most avid supporter. This has even given us a special place in society, they're believing the lie that we are the chosen people and they Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
From Harold Rosenthal about what they've done to our Christian faith.
All right. Excellent. Let's take a call from a different order now. We have Mark in Massachusetts, your home state, Scott. Let's go to Mark next.
Evening, Rick. Scott?
Yes.
Hey, Mark. I'm wondering if Scott can tell me what company Mr. Netanyahu and our esteemed late governor work for.
I don't remember what that was, but it was in there was an article in the Boston Globe a couple of months ago that brought all of this to the front.
I can't even hear. What's all that racket back there?
It's the vehicle.
It sounds like a police raid going on.
No, but I have some information. Mr. Romney, I believe, is a principal in a company called Bain Capital.
That's right.
And they, along with members of Thomas Lee Partners, recently put out 19 point something billion dollars to purchase the biggest single block of radio stations in the country, to wit, Clear Channel Communications.
Yep.
And a few months before that, they purchased Dunkin' Donuts, I believe, along with Carlisle.
Yeah, Carlisle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they did, despite the fact that Mr. Romney had probably was the impetus behind a propaganda campaign locally that emphasized his training of state police for immigration duties, the small print indicated that only six were being trained and that the
IRS
probably wouldn't cooperate with them anyway. But, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that could have gone. That could have gone a ways. That you know, and then we get the ball Patrick comes in and rescinds the Romney thing, Rick.
Right. Okay. We'll have to move along because we're getting too much background noise. But we got the drift, and hopefully that helps you as well, Mark. Let's take Henry in Connecticut next. Hello, Henry.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to say, Ricky, you should definitely get an award. I don't know what kind of awards they use for radio broadcasts, but you definitely should get. You're burning tonight. The moon's a Scorpio.
I am.
And I had somebody telling you the truth.
I didn't know I was that good.
You are the best, buddy.
Oh, no. You definitely are. The music. Oh, okay. I'm hearing something else. All right. What I want to. Is this Scott Smith? That's his
yes.
name?
Yes. Sir Walter Scott Smith.
Okay. Is there some way I could get his phone number or contact him? Because he mentioned something about Ben Franklin. First of all, where did you hear that quote from Ben Franklin with the Jews and that the children curse you and something about the white race? Where did that book come from? Is a book a quote from Ben Franklin? Can you, you know?
There is. I have to say that in my research on that particular quote,
okay,
there is some... what would you call? There is some debate as to whether he actually said it or not, and but there is some debate there. But whether he said it or whether he didn't, I believe that he did, and I believe that he knew what he was saying. And Martin Luther pretty much said the same thing. Martin Luther,
I know.
Reform.
Now, Martin Luther was a Rosicrucian. Now, he was tied in. Well, that's right. So has Ben Franklin, but he turned on him.
That's right. You're
right.
Absolutely right. Somebody who's done his research. I like that. But I have to tell you, I did try to research that quote by Ben Franklin, and I did come up with a dead end. So I cannot help you with that. And Okay. But that.
Well, all you have to do, Henry, is just Google it and just get on the search engine and
I have,
look up
Rick.
The
site. Well, yeah, but you could have somebody put up a website and post that on there.
Yeah,
it doesn't
but
mean
it's,
actually
it's out.
Said it,
in
though.
Fact, Jeff Rentz's site, you can go to Rentz's site, and I think on his archives you'll find that very information, Scott, no?
All right. Well, how about this, Rick?
Sure.
Where are you going to get the support for the Gospels?
What do you mean the support for the gospel?
I don't know. I'm not Christian, so I can't tell you. I guess on the web, but, you know, maybe certain churches.
No.
You wouldn't know which one.
Is it true or is it not true? Is the statement feasible or is it not feasible?
Which statement, Scott?
The statement that Benjamin Franklin said that if you let the Jews in and let them gain control of the monetary system, that your children will curse you. I think he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And I think it's happening.
Yeah. Now, one other thing. You said something about they use, you know, which they are doing, to have white boys kill each other. Is that just a quote from you, or is that some book with some research about some?
No,
methods?
That's me. White boys are killing each other, and they stand in the middle
yeah, right.
watching
that's true.
Profit
all right.
from it
yeah.
all.
I need his phone.
We got a break, though, Henry. We got a break. We'll be back with a wrap-up program and more call just ahead. I'm Rick Adams. Scott Smith with me on this Friday night edition, Uncensored Radio Free America.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, Henry's still there. Okay, Henry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, not much time, just about a minute.
Yeah, right. Okay, I just want to ask the gentleman, is there some way he can give me a phone number? Because I'm researching, looking into stuff, and he sounds like he knows a lot of stuff I normally don't hear without the BS. So is there a
Scott, phone that's in your corner, brother.
I don't have web access, unfortunately, because my computer burnt out.
Well, you know, I'm under a lot of pressure. I hate to give my number out on the
air.
Yeah,
it'll be done
off the air. Want to do, and I'm not listed, and I'm pretty much incognito, Mark. I forget who I'm talking to.
Henry.
I'm sorry, Henry, but yeah, you know, I hate to give anything out like that. I don't do websites, and I don't do...
Well, maybe you, Henry, would like to leave Scott your number. I don't know. It's up to you.
I could do that.
That's a good one.
All right, so why don't you do that? Leave it with a producer, and then at the end of the show, Scott, you hang on, and you get the number, and then you could call Henry.
And I'll be happy to call Henry. I'm happy to talk to you, Henry.
Right.
And one thing I want to say, Rick, before this program's over...
Yeah, we have another call, though. Go ahead.
Because this is a deadly experiment that the black heart and soul of the synagogue of Satan is the Orthodox Chabad Lubavitch.
I can see those black helicopters, Scott.
They're coming tomorrow. I wanted to see
them. They might be there tonight, you know, because I know they visited your home.
Well,
no kidding.
The Chabad Lubavitch are the ones that are currently instituting the new Sanhedrin in Israel. And
just today there was a disturbance, as they call it, at the holy sites near Temple Mount, I believe.
Temple Mount.
Yeah, right on Temple Mount, right?
Right.
And, of course, that's been ushered out of the news very quickly now. That temple is going to be rebuilt within a short time, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means. Time is running out.
Yep.
Not too much time. Thank you, Henry, for the call, though. Scott will call you. Let's take our final call. Mike is on the line. Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, from Texas. Hello, Mike.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all's program.
Sure, thank you.
Great deal.
God bless you, Mike.
God bless you, too, sir. My question is about the American Bar Association.
Yep.
My brother is a lawyer, and...
Well, we're sorry to hear that.
Well, I know, but... When I talk to him about this stuff, it's like talking to a tree.
There you go.
My question is, did Jews run the American Bar?
Absolutely, right from England. The American Bar Association is an English organization, believe it or not. It's not the American Bar. It's something else. I forget what they call it. But that emanates from England, which is thoroughly and totally controlled by Jewish interests who exported the English Empire around the world so they can export their Talmudism throughout the world. They used England, and they're using the law everywhere they can.
That's the answer from Scott Smith.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for hanging on so long, Mike. All right, we've had a lot of calls tonight, Scott. And, hey, I want to thank you again, Scott Smith, for being right here on RBN tonight.
God bless you, Rick, and John Stattmiller, and all the people at RBN, and all the listeners out there.
All right, amen. Amen, and you be blessed, too. Keep up the great work. We'll see you soon on the Deadly Experiment, Scott. Bless you. All right, good night. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time, and Lord willing, we'll be back next week, Monday night, with another program. Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, for Patrick Henry, saying good night, good weekend.